time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Steina Sorensen and Lisa Martinez. They are with Perky Travels in the Carbon County and Emery County area. We're going to discuss, you know, what Perky Travels is, about how long they've been in the area, and, you know, the need is there. They are there for you if you need it. So, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, Lisa, I was told we're going to start with you.
Okay.
Because you are the... You're the one that drove this train, what kind of started Perky Travels. Why don't we talk about how long Perky Travels has been around and what it is and what it's used for?
Okay. We started Perky Travels in January of 1994, so we've been around 26 years. And what had actually happened was my aunt was receiving radiation treatments in Provo, and we just weren't familiar with, you know, someone needing radiation treatments, and it was going to be every day. So one day, actually, when I had taken her up there, she mentioned all these people she saw coming in from the area that she knew. And she said, you know, we have that van at your office. Couldn't you take people in? So we start kind of kicking the idea around, and I went back and proposed the idea to Nancy Bentley, and she thought it was a great idea, and we just kind of went from there, trying to get donations, trying to get it started, and then we had Emery County join in. So it worked out really great. For, I think, about 15 years, we had Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure, funded the program. But since they've left the state, the program is still here. We're still transporting people. Haven't closed down, so you know, if anyone needs us, please give us a call. We've got drivers ready to go, and
really, it's kind of a necessary thing. If you think, you know, as there are some people that go through this fight by themselves, and they don't have a way to get up there.
Oh yeah,
and so for that very reason, you know, you guys provide a very, very important service.
Right there, before we started, people were either foregoing the treatment or trying to, you know, find family members and volunteers. But when you're talking 5 days a week for roughly 6 weeks, it's hard to find somebody to take you back and forth every day. So.
Absolutely. So now we fast forward 26 years, and you're done.
Yes, I am. I am retiring in a few months, so I've been kind of finding people to take parts of my job. So Steina Sorensen is now in charge of Perky Travel. She coordinates it. She's also a driver. And so she is the go-to person now for Perky Travels at Active Reentry.
Okay, so now we're going to talk to Steina. Steina, sounds like you're a pretty busy lady when all this is going to be said and done.
I am very busy. I'm a part-time very busy person. We get at and offer a ride from anywhere in the Carbon County area, Emery County, and we take up to Provo, Utah Valley, Revere Center for radiation treatments, and they are very important to the continuation and the completion of the process of cancer clients.
Now, you said that you have another guy over in Emery County that does most of the transportation out of Emery County, Larry?
Larry Heaton is their other driver, and he shares. I'm the Monday, Thursday, and Friday driver. He's the Tuesday, Wednesday driver. And he comes over and picks up the clients and leaves from here. Or if there is clients in that area, obviously, yes, he picks them up and comes over. But there's two of us. And so one day you can have me and the next day you have Larry.
And you were also saying that during all this thing, everything was plugging right along. And then when, you know, the shutdown hit in March with everybody, you guys had to close down for a period of time.
We did. It was in efforts to make the staff safe as well as our clients safe. It was also advised by the health department that we close down. Since then, the health department has given us a go that we are able to go ahead and transport clients back and forth again. And for precautions, we keep the social distancing inside the van. We ask them that they sit in the back on the second seat back, which is a captain's chair in the van. For social distancing purposes, the van's wiped down before and after the client is in. And we're up and going. I don't have any clients currently to transport. That's a good thing. That means that there's hopefully nobody that needs the treatment. But we know that there is people out there that are going through the treatment. And it makes it so much easier that they can just get in a van and be able just to ride, relax, maybe take a sleep, have a treat, a snack on the way home. There's also a waiver that a loved one or their care provider could go along with them. So they don't have to make that trip just by themselves, that if they have a loved one or a care provider that would like to ride along, they're welcome to, as long as they fill out the waiver for the paperwork to do that.
And I just have to say something. This must be, and Lisa, you can answer too if you'd like, this has got to be a very rewarding job, knowing that you are such an important part of their recovery journey.
Me as a driver, and sorry, Lisa, that's okay, but me as a driver, it's not the rewarding part that I'm part of their rehabilitation or their journey. My rewarding part is that I get to meet people and hear stories that I would have never had that opportunity to do if I haven't taken those people over. I get younger people, older people. I get very old people, and they know so many little things about the community and about the area, and I would have never had that opportunity. And just to get to meet these sweet people, that's my reward.
And then that's reward enough, really. Like I said, it's got to make you feel good at the end of the day.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It is a very rewarding job, and then you see people out in the community that had ridden the van 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and they're still doing really well, and it's really nice to see that. We've actually even recruited a couple of our previous riders as drivers, so works out really well.
Even better. Now, if anyone's interested or needs a ride or needs some help as far as this goes, who do they need to contact, and what do they need to do?
They can call up to Active Reentry. Active Reentry number is 435-637-4950. Or you can Google it. Active Reentry has an answering machine if we're not in the office. But just leave your name and number, and I can call you and get back with you or talk with Lisa or some member that's up there, and they'll give me the note, and I'll get in touch with you.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Steina and Lisa, good luck on your forthcoming retirement.
Yes. Thank you.
And Steina, get ready, because it sounds like the work is getting ready to start.
All right. Okay. Waiting to hear from you.
Anytime. Ladies, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on videos like this, you can always check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.